$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is one of our mini episodes. I'm your host, Mark Dittleman, and with me are my co-hosts, Rick Maxian.
Hello.
And Brian Higgins, who's back this week.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
It's going well.
He missed the main episode.
Yeah, but he did watch the movie we did a review of.
That is true.
So he can chime in. So, Brian, we did explain that you'd kind of be in and out for the next few ones because you're appearing in the show The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
That is correct.
Now, with Halloween kind of currently going on, are there spooky elements to this show, you'd say, or?
There's a murder.
Well, there you go.
Murder.
That's spooky.
Yeah. And it's also, as we're moving into election season, the audience actually votes.
That's true.
On who the murderer
is. It kind of covers
it fits
both
everything.
Of those. Yeah, it's good. Now, would you say that the show is spookier than the movie we did this past week of Ernest Scared Stupid?
Different kind of spooky.
Different kind of spooky? Okay.
I don't think this one was actually spooky.
Well, I mean, there's, you definitely set it up before we started. You said this movie's very spooky, and by the end, you were like, no, it's not spooky.
Yeah.
You took it back.
Does have a monster turning children into wooden
dolls.
That's
true, yeah.
Yeah, that was about the scariest
part. So let's get, now that you're here with us, Brian, since the Cinemaniacs heard Rick and my take on it, what was your quick feedback chime in about Ernest Scared Stupid?
I've never been a huge Ernest fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it dates back to when I was a child. I didn't like it when people looked directly into the camera.
Okay, yeah.
Like if the news is
breaking the fourth, like Deadpool. Yeah.
I wouldn't leave the room if someone was looking at the camera on the TV. Like I thought they could see me and they'd be offended if I left the room. So I never got into the Ernest movies as
a
result.
Oh my God. Think of what you could do as like children's like animated series, just keep having the guy look at the screen.
Exactly.
So the kids never leave the room.
I would have never watched
The
Office.
Well, did you guys ever hear
kid.
Of, like, back in the day, I know this was before our time, but Soupy Sales, who was a kids host, he had that whole thing where he told the kids, I'm not sure if it's an urban legend or it's something really that happened, but the story was he could have said, hey, kids, go to your parents' wallet and take out some money and then send it to this address. So it was kind of like the power of the child host, like what they can manipulate the kids to do via the TV.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, when they said, rip the dial off your TV.
Oh, really?
So you couldn't change the channel, and some kids did.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Quite the power. Now, one of the things I'll ask you, Brian, I don't know, like you said, you were never a big fan of the Ernest movies as a kid.
No.
But Rick and I did discuss, I mean, as a child, I had a sense of one I liked more than the other one, but that definitely changed after rewatching a few of these. Like, for example, I like this one a lot more than Ernest Saves Christmas, but when we recently watched that one again, Rick and I kind of agreed that Ernest Saves Christmas is better than this one.
I would agree with that,
Okay, yeah.
The one I want to revisit is Ernest Goes to Jail.
Yeah.
Just because I don't remember if I ever saw the whole thing, but I remember seeing the preview for it on The Wonderful World of Disney.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And just seeing him repeatedly, or at least once, but repeatedly seeing him say, Electro-Man.
Yeah, I remember
that. That's my most distinct memory of that show.
And I did see that one at the drive-in, so I saw that one. All the way
Look
through.
Look at you, Mr. Fancy Pants.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll have to do that one. We'll get a, you know,
if
we'll,
one of us
we'll get a
jail,
former convict.
That's what we'll do.
We'll get an ex-con on as our guest. We'll see. For more about Ernest, just to get into some of the fun facts or trivia bits. So we had described, which we really didn't get into at the beginning of this movie, was Ernest making faces, and they were showing all those like 1920s and 30s movies. So they actually list what movies those came from. Nosferatu from 1922, which is one I've seen. White Zombie from 1932.
Well, Nosferatu was like the beginning of all.
Yeah, like that and the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, those German expressionist films. White Zombie, 1932. Phantom from Space, 1953. The Brain from Planet Eros, 1957. The Screaming Skull, 1958. Missile to the Moon, 1958. The Hideous Sun Demon, 1959. Hmm. The Giant Gila Monster, 1959.
Heel Monster?
Gila.
Gila. Oh.
I was like,
the giant heel monster.
Giant heel
monster.
He'll
give you Achilles.
It's just a heel.
I was like, wow, they really
inflammation of the Achilles.
Like yes.
The Killer Shrews, 1959. Battle Beyond the Sun, 1959. What, that title sounds intriguing to me. And then the original Little Shop of Horrors from 1960. So again, these were all movies that...
Wait, Battle Beyond the Sun.
Battle Beyond the
Battle
Sun.
Battle Beyond
well,
the Sun.
Well, think about that, though. You're rotating around the sun, so where is it?
It's a Soviet science fiction film.
Oh.
There it tells of the space race.
In Soviet Russia.
Planet lands on you.
Yes.
I have seen the original Little Shop of Horrors, too. So I actually see two of these movies that kind of showed up in these clips.
I've only seen one, The Nosferatu. I had to watch that for class.
That's
college.
A movie that everyone has to watch for class.
Yes, yeah. Right. Yes.
It
when
was
you start
awkward.
The Battleship
and I could
Potemkin.
See why, like, back in the 20s or whatever, it was scary.
So, Rick, another piece of trivia about this. Remember when we watched the main reviews it, and I said, hey, some of these trolls look like this cult horror movie that I saw growing up called The Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes.
And you had never seen that.
No.
Well, the Chiodo brothers, who created the special effects for this film, also made Killer Clowns from Outer Space 1988, and that's why the trolls in the finale resemble the clowns. So I called that. That was good.
They just had them hanging out in their basement. And we're like, well, we should reuse this. Because this was, 91, right?
Yes, this was 91. So, yeah, just a few years later. Now, Brian, you might have to explain this one a little bit to me as one of our internet savvy gurus. Many people believe that the meme troll face came from this film.
Ah, yes.
Do you know, what is that meme? I'm not
troll
familiar.
Face, it's a meme of a kind of got like a giant chin. Looks almost like Quagmire.
Okay.
With this like really weird looking grin, and it's used a lot when people are trolling other people.
Yes.
So it's, let me see if I can pull up an image for you guys that the podcast listeners will surely enjoy.
Well, yeah, and they can find it themselves too.
Just do a search.
But while you're doing that,
face.
So another things we had talked about as well, that this was the last Ernest film to be theatrically released. So yeah, we had presumed that because this was like the worst performing one, but this piece of trivia says it's because many kids found the film to be too scary. So they decide this film was really not for kids, so that's why they made the next one, Slam Dunk Ernest, straight to video. That's what they're claiming.
I thought Ghost of Camp was released, though.
Ghost of Camp is the first one. This is Slam Dunk Ernest.
No, but I thought it was after this one.
Ghost of Camp was the first one.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
What year was Ghost of Camp?
Got it up here. Ghost of Camp was 1987. It was Ernest Goes to Camp, 87. Ernest Saves Christmas, 88. Ernest Goes to Jail, 90. And then Ernest Scared Stupid, 91. Those were the four theatrically released
You'll
ones.
Note that there's a gap there.
There is.
Between 88 and 90.
Yep.
Do you know what came out in that gap year?
I don't.
Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain.
Oh, okay. So he did make a project.
There was a TV version.
Wow, he did
about Disney's Splash Mountain.
He's very consistent there.
Oh, no. I'm thinking Ernest Rides Again.
Ernest Rides Again, yeah. That was the next one, direct-to-video. Yeah. Oh, wait, no. It doesn't say direct-to-video.
I think this one was released. I think there is one more release.
Yeah, it was released theatrically.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's weird. Why do they say, why is this that comment then?
Because I just kind of...
I think it's saying that it's the last one released by Touchstone Pictures.
Oh, okay.
Theatrically.
So it moves studios.
Yeah, because I kind of remember seeing a movie poster.
M. Shell Productions.
Kind of remember it.
I never saw that one, yeah.
Well, it was probably the best one ever.
This is a fun trivia. The pizza scene being thrown at the bullies who try to attack the kids' treehouse are reused props from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
So they're did they reused not use pizza? Real pizzas?
I guess they were fake pizzas.
They look delicious.
Oh, so this is fun, too. Some of the original title suggestions, instead of Ernest Scared Stupid for the movie, were Ernest in the Curse, Ernest in the Trolls, and Ernest Scared Stiff.
I think that last one would be a very different movie.
Yep.
No.
This is fun. Along with Mr. Bean and Pee Wee Herman, Ernest P. Worrell is considered to be one of the greatest family entertainers of all time.
That is not trivia.
No, that is not.
That's just like a statement of opinion. Like, some people like him.
And then another thing which we brought up as well, it bears a lot of similarities to another live-action Disney Halloween-themed family film, Hocus Pocus 1993. For example, the creepy historical introductions are followed by classroom scenes, either a teacher or student narrating about the events and the curses against the villagers. In addition, Kenny and Max both meet up against bullies from their school before they face paranormal foes, trolls and witches.
But this one doesn't mention yabos.
No yabos. And one more thing which I had never known, which seems like this should be basic information about Ernest. Ernest P. Worrell. Do you guys know what the P stands for?
Peter.
Do you know what his middle name is? Peter.
Plutonium.
Plutonium?
Oh.
That's not bad.
1.21 gigawatts.
Ernest Power Tools Worrell. Because didn't he start off as like a spokesperson for like a hardware company? In those ads? I don't know, but that's his middle
name.
So the P is for power tools. So there you go. Some fun facts about Ernest.
A terrible middle name.
Now we're going to jump into, you know, as we usually do, we connect the former film that we did to the one we just had a review of. So the last one we did was the movie Sudden Death, Jean-Claude Van Damme, to Ernest Scared Stupid. Did anyone have a chance to kind of make a connection? I got a couple.
I've got a couple.
Okay. Well, I'll start with my long one, because there's one that's a more direct, but I feel like we'll make a judgment call if it's a bit of a cheat or not. I don't think it is, but so this one's a little longer, but Jean-Claude Van Damme was in Expendables 2 with Sylvester Stallone. Stallone was in Cliffhanger with the great Michael Rooker. Michael Rooker was in Mallrats with both Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, and the two of them were in, obviously, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back with Dietrich Bader. And then Dietrich Bader was in the Beverly Hillbillies movie with Jim Varney.
There you go.
There you go.
That is a good length.
So that's, yeah, that's that was a bit longer, but that was the first connection I made. Why don't you go ahead, Brian?
I have a couple relatively short connections.
Yeah, you probably have one of the ones I have, too.
First one I have, we're starting with Jim Varney.
Okay.
Who was, of course, in Toy Story
yep.
as the voice of Slinky Dog.
Yep.
With Arlie Ermey, who played okay. Sarge, who, of course, was in Full Metal Jacket. With Dorian Hallmark Harewood.
There you go.
Oh.
And I bet you have this one, too. Here's my short connection. Because that's why my longer connection kind of took a few more steps, because I was seeing when I could do the best of my ability avoiding the animated movie, and then I was like, okay, so this one's, I'll just go through it. So the opposite way, I'll go the same way you did. So Jim Varney was in, like you said, Toy Story 1 and 2 as Slinky Dog. And obviously Tom Hanks was Woody. And then Tom Hanks was in Sleepless in Seattle with Ross Malinger, who played the son in Sudden Death. So that was the quick one. But I wanted to come up with a way without using Toy Story as well, an animated feature. That's why it takes longer.
I always include the animated features. I think they count.
Yes.
And another one that I have that includes an animated feature, Barkley.
The dog?
The dog.
Rimshot?
Plays Rimshot. He was in Clean Slate.
That's the same dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know who else was in Clean Slate?
Dana Carvey.
Bryan Cranston.
Oh, I don't remember him being in that movie. Kind of like how Dana Carvey can't remember things.
It kind of predates you really being aware of who Bryan Cranston is.
Yeah, he was really like a character actor that popped up in things,
But Bryan Cranston also in Kung Fu Panda 3 with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
nice.
Excellent. That's a good animated connection.
Good connections, fellows.
No, there's plenty.
Oh, do you have the direct way?
Well, there's a bunch of twos.
Okay.
There's not a direct, really, unless we get into when Deep Roy, like you use extras that don't exist in a movie.
I don't think, Deep Roy could have been in this movie.
No, I'm saying.
Maybe he was one of
the previous movie.
When you're like, he's a stunt performer.
That's true,
So the two, Jim Varney, Beverly Hillbillies with Gary Carlos Cervantes.
Oh, so it's like people we've never heard of.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay,
Then Jim Varney in Ernest Rides Again with Ernie Jackson. Who is in Time Cop with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay, so like these...
They're all like...
Bit people.
They're just bit people, but there's no Deep Roy, sadly.
Watching this movie again, I started to think about just other movies that were quote-unquote considered horror comedies. Because that's a very specific genre. So I thought it might be interested to run down a list of the top horror comedies that I could find. And I found this website, Den of the Geek, which is one I actually read a lot, which is pretty good. And they listed the top 32 horror comedies of all time.
Why 32?
I don't know. That's a weird number.
Because who needs top 10 when you can do 22 more?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good point.
So let's go through this and see if we've heard of some of these, most of them. I'm sure we have, but which ones we've actually seen. So the first one they say is number 32 is the movie Spookbusters from 1946. This was kind of a precursor to the Ghostbusters. They had this group of like this comedy troupe called the Bowery Boys. Did you ever hear of them? They made a lot of movies around the time, so they had encountered ghosts. I imagine it's kind of like a Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein type of deal where these guys would just get into...
I've never heard of
it. Yeah, so I had never heard of it either. Bob Hope was in a movie in 1940 called The Ghostbreakers.
Who are you going to call?
Again, same thing. It's like take Bob Hope and just stick him in like a haunted house. Like this was a lot of the genres that they would just do with these reoccurring characters.
How did he get so popular if he was in these terrible movies?
So far,
that's true.
We don't need it to be top 32.
That's true, yep. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
I don't see
disagree.
That. I don't see that
That's
as a comedy.
Not a horror. I wouldn't say it's horror.
Yeah, but why is it a comedy?
It's not really a comedy either.
It's
yeah.
not a horror or
like,
a
I mean,
comedy.
There's
this
funny,
is why there's 32,
there's funny
Brian.
Aspects, like, but like, it,
yeah,
no,
but it's not a comedy.
I wouldn't put this on the shelf in the comedy yeah. or in the horror category.
Hot Shots is a comedy.
They even say, while there are a few intentional laughs in Harry Potter series and the horror is aimed at the uninitiated, Chris Columbus still manages to leave the boy who would not die home alone. Okay.
Oh, because he directed Home Alone. All right, top 29.
Top 29. Blood-Sucking Freaks from 1976.
Never heard of it.
And the image has a naked person with a candle and food on their back, and there's a guy eating off of it. Yep, nope, haven't seen this one. Oh, it's got a trauma budget, so that's oh. telling you something. The next one, Bad Taste. Now, I've heard of this one. This was an early Peter Jackson movie.
What?
From 1987.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Never seen it.
Never seen that one either.
What nope. was his budget for that?
It does not say that. It says
400
it, it
million.
Says it could have been one of those Mondo movies.
Oh, go on.
Basket Case from 1982.
Oh, God.
There's a monster in a wicker basket. This is a like a comedy? I wonder if
I assume they're taking like things that are just like
bad
ridiculous,
and they're
saying
it's
like, funny. Like Monkey Shines will probably show up on this
right.
list.
Like things are unintentionally funny.
Yeah.
The heartwarming story of two brothers from out of town who make it in the city. One twin's trapped in a basket? Okay. Continuing on. Trick R Treat from 2007.
Oh, it's a pirate trick or treat.
R. Anna Paquin plays a 22-year-old virgin.
Haven't seen I think that that's one. The only detail you're pulling out of their description.
Sleepy Hollow from 1999. Now, this is the Johnny Depp one.
Is that a comedy?
Wait. I wouldn't call that a comedy either.
I wouldn't call it a comedy either. Are you sure you're on the right list?
Did That's you click what this list says.
Did you click something too far?
I mean, it's building up to it because definitely the header of the article shows Ghostbusters, which makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense.
That so makes sense, yeah.
They really had a top three and they yeah. decided to
put in filler. Put in
it
filler.
Out.
Andy Warhol's Dracula. I'm just going to skip over that one. Come on. 1974. 23. Fearless Vampire Killers or Pardon Me. But Your Teeth Are in My Neck from 1967.
No, that
right,
sounds,
that
like, a
sounds like a horror
it does.
Comedy.
It does, yeah. Roman Polanski directed this one. 22, Fright Night, 1985. Again, I wouldn't call that one a comedy. It's
no, they
like,
were attempting to make a horror movie.
They're making a horror movie, but
it wasn't
there's like,
good. Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's a comedy.
No. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Number 21, Hocus Pocus, 1993.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll accept that.
We'll yeah. accept that. So, well, so instead
in
of us saying which ones we've
11.
Seen, should we do a running count of which ones we actually count as horror comedies?
Yeah, one.
So we're up to one so far.
Well, the Roman Polanski one.
Okay, two.
Oh, yeah.
We got two. Okay.
Not that we've seen it, but.
No.
Okay. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Okay. I'll,
yeah.
yeah.
That's a classic, yeah. Especially the sequels. Okay, so three. We're up to three. Cabin in the Woods. Definitely.
I'd count
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I'll count it.
Definitely. That movie was very funny, and yeah, that was great. That was like a good, great little twist by Joss Whedon there. So we're up to four. Okay, not a comedy, but a pastiche revigoration of the horror genre. At 18, Scream from 1996.
I'd count it.
You count it as a comedy, though?
Yeah, because
it had parts.
With
it had
the way,
comedic
with the ways
elements.
It was trying to deconstruct the genre.
Yeah.
Like, I would argue that comedy was one of their goals.
Okay. All right. So that's at five we're at now. Number 17 from 1973, Theater of Blood. It's a Vincent Price movie.
I've
and,
never seen it.
But I think in general, Vincent Price movies, they were trying to be serious, but he just hams it up so much that
it gets...
Well, spookiness and spiders.
Remember when he used to do those commercials where he'd be like, get your Halloween coupons?
No, I do not remember that.
Welcome, children.
Diana Rigg was in it, too.
Oh.
Oh, from 16. At number 16, Phantom of the Paradise from 1974.
Oh, I thought they were going to say Phantom Menace.
The Phantom of the Paradise is here.
Yeah, it's just like a takeoff Phantom of the Opera. Say Rocky Horror meets Phantom of the Opera. I could see that being...
All right, done.
Like a Rocky Horror. That's, I'd
so
say that's a horror
six?
Comedy. Yeah, six. Coming in at number 15, the aforementioned... Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975. Right. That's a
Seven.
Clear horror comedy. At number 14, Hair Raising Hair, the Bugs Bunny film from 1946.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we're at eight.
I mean, it is a bit of a stretch because I'm pretty sure that's a short, but okay.
Yeah, we'll take that. Okay. Adam's Family, the Adam's Family
yep.
movie from 1991.
I'll give it. I mean, it's not as much
It's not
horror.
Really horror. It's just like a... Creepy family
so,
that's
yeah.
funny.
Ookie.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, they're
so
all
we
together.
Ookie. All right, we're at 9.
Shaun of the Dead, clearly.
Yep.
I knew that.
100% had to be on there.
2004. What are we at, Rick?
10.
At number 11, this is another clear one as well from 1990, Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
Well, there's comedic elements in it. You know, John Goodman.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
11.
Okay. Okay, top 10. Here we go.
All right, so there's been 21 movies basically total.
Assuming all the top 10 are valid. Yeah.
Well, so far the last like 5 have been valid.
Number 10, movie I've never really seen. I remember it playing on HBO from 1994, Serial Mom. The John Waters movie.
It's a very awkward movie. It's with Kathleen Turner,
yeah. I can't speak to this one. I've never
seen it.
She's
just drawn that way.
Oh, no, that's Jessica Rabbit. Oh, wait, that's her, yeah. I thought you were like saying Who Framed Roger Rabbit was in the category.
Yeah, no.
Rick, this is your call. I don't know. I've never seen Serial Mom.
I remember some parts of it. It's kind of scary because she...
Is it scary or she just murders people?
It does have Matthew Lillard.
Oh, that is frightening.
Well, that's comedy.
Yeah. that's comedy right there.
And horror.
That's what he did to Wing Commander.
Oh. I was thinking Without a Paddle, the movie that I fall asleep to.
I was thinking Scream.
Oh, yeah.
What's your call, Rick? Yes or no?
All right, yes. So okay. 12. Yeah, 12.
Number 9, Monsters, Inc. Would you consider that horror, though?
I mean, it's a monster movie, but I wouldn't consider it a horror movie.
I don't think I would either.
No, in fact, it's an amazing movie.
It's a great
movie. My girl,
but it's designed target audience for kids, so there's not horror.
It also changed the perception of closets. Like,
made them less scary.
My girls are not afraid of there's something coming out of the closet.
Yeah.
They're at the prime age that they should be scared, but they're like, no, if something comes out of the closet, they just need power.
Oh.
Like, they understand the concept, so
they're
no longer scared. Yes. Tim Taylor.
All right.
I'm not sure what Mark was.
I was
need more. You were the German equivalent.
I was Jason Lee from Back to the Future 2 when he tries to take the hoverboard over the water. Your board needs more power.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm saying no to this one.
I'll say no. I like the movie though.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah, I'm just saying doesn't fit the genre.
Not fitting.
Yeah,
horror
all right,
comedy.
So we're still at 12.
Ah, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
13.
Of course. 100%.
Yes, 100%. At number 7, The Lost Boys. Not a comedy.
I don't think it's a comedy at all.
No.
Not a comedy. I do enjoy The Lost Boys.
All right, so 13.
Doesn't have Corey Feldman in it, but he's not a comedic actor.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast. At number 6, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right.
I mean, it did have Halloween Town, so a lot of those creatures were kind of creepy. It was more of adult.
It's Tim Burton.
I could argue for it, but I could see against it as well.
It's Tim Burton.
So.
It's kind of creepy to begin with.
It's creepy. I wouldn't necessarily call it horror.
I'd say a scary comedy.
Yeah.
It's not fully horror.
It's creepy and it's kooky.
It's not altogether ooky, though.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I think we can allow it.
I think I'm going to count it, yeah. I think I'll call it.
14.
14. Ghostbusters. I'm surprised that's not number one. That's at number 5.
Well, there's two more Ghostbusters movies they could include.
That's
14.
Number 4. Come to number 4. Young Frankenstein.
Oh, no. I think I lost count.
You said...
Was the last one 14 or is this one 14?
I don't know.
We'll just say that they could have done a top 20.
Okay. That's true, yeah.
All right, so 14, I think.
Yeah, Young Frankenstein, yeah, this counts.
All right, 15.
That's good. Coming at number 3, Zombieland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a 16, horror comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, that counts.
That's definitely... Okay, from 2009. He just wants those Twinkies. Oh, I think I called this before. Coming in number 2, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Okay.
1948. Yeah, that's when they had Abbott and Costello meet everyone. They met Dracula. They met the werewolf. So I could see where that falls.
Essentially 18. I'm not sure.
That's from 1948.
It's probably 19.
Yeah. 18. Now I'm confusing myself.
Listeners, tweet us.
Yeah.
Tweet at us with our
final
count.
Yeah, exactly. Please help us out. And coming in at number 1. Ba-ba-ba-ba. An American Werewolf in London. I'd say yes to that.
In London.
I don't know if I put that at number 1, but it definitely should be on the list. 1990.
All right, so I think less than 20.
Let's ask this. So outside of this list, are there any ones that you guys can think of that they didn't include? Like I'm thinking, you know, at some point we're going to do Monster Squad. Gremlins.
Monster Squad, Gremlins.
Those should
Gremlins
be on there.
Two.
The new
Gremlins
batch.
Two of the new batch.
Yeah.
It could still be on the list. Yeah,
even
those
some
are definitely.
Of the, like the Leprechaun or Child's Play movies.
Big Trouble in Little China.
There we go,
there's,
gentlemen.
There's others
so,
out there.
So there were 12 of those they could have cut out. That's the
Yeah.
The ultimate takeaway from this
list. Yeah, we had a couple where we're like, yeah, all right, if it was on the list, fine.
And Ghostbusters should have been number one.
Yes.
I would have even put, I mean, not, I would have even put Ghostbusters 2 in the list, not as high, but in the list somewhere.
Yeah.
Vigo.
The Scolari brothers.
No, if you were at like 19, you could throw in Ghostbusters 2 at,
yeah.
number 20.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, yeah.
All right, well, that's that list. Brian, I think Rick will be very excited because he's been forlorn and very sad that we haven't had the online review game for a while.
Yes.
So.
And we have a very special edition.
Oh,
what?
So it's going to be a bit different. So I'm going to have you guys ring in by saying your names.
Okay. My name's Mark.
So as soon as you think, the way this one is going to work is I'm going to read you one-star reviews of sometimes horror, sometimes Halloween, sometimes spooky movies.
Okay. Within the realm of Halloween, though.
Yes, yes. And you just say your name as soon as you think you know what movie that review is for.
Okay. Rick, don't buzz in as Ernest.
All right, the first one. The title of this review is Slash in Trash. I'm normally a horror movie fan, but this was terrible. This so-called quote-unquote horror movie was too predictable. If you're afraid that this movie will keep you awake all night, never fear. It will put you to sleep faster than 5 minutes of PBS.
It doesn't really give a lot of specifics for what... Okay, I'll break the ice, Mark.
Okay, Mark.
Friday the 13th?
Nope.
Okay.
Rick...
You can just go for the steal at this point.
Wait, who's going in?
Let me reread. So since Mark has gotten it wrong,
I will
reread a section.
Oh.
If you're afraid that this movie will keep you awake all night, never fear. It will put you to sleep faster than
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is correct.
Oh, right. I gotcha. The sleep thing.
Oh.
This one gives
Freddy
you even
Krueger?
Less. This one gives you even less clues.
I was going after the hack and slash thing.
One star.
Go on.
By Mbop.
Hansen.
Mark wins.
So the review
next
for this.
Next review.
Review for this. Also a gift for the ex-girlfriend. I hope it gives her nightmares.
That's it?
That's it.
What would Hansen like? Mark.
Yeah.
Carrie?
Nope.
Okay.
That's what I was
this
thinking.
This one has no clue in it.
Oh. It's just a gift for...
Going for like a female-driven horror movie.
I know what you did last summer.
Nope. It is Halloween.
Oh.
It's for the ex-girlfriend.
All right, here we go. The title of this is Well, Ellipses, by Amazon Customer.
Oh.
My girlfriend and I decided we wanted to watch a movie that we haven't seen before. We caved and rented it for $3. We both agree that the best part was when Kevin showed that girl his bacon. But really, this movie was more fun to make fun of and laugh at than scare us.
Mark.
Yes.
Friday the 13th.
Correct. Lots of the kills were, who are you? And then stab.
Because that was like his first movie was Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And he has a sex scene.
Mark has one.
Because my other choice was Wild Things.
Because Kevin, yes. All right.
One star by Deanna W. This movie was awful, and I wish I could get my hour and 22 minutes back.
Ooh, it's a short one.
So we have to guess based upon a short horror movie. 22
minutes. All right.
Mark.
Mark.
Go ahead.
I know what you did last summer.
Nope.
Rick. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Correct.
Oh.
Yes. Should have thought of that.
As soon as I was like, wait, an hour 22 minutes, I'm pretty sure that's how
Yeah,
long
you
this
remember
movie was.
The length of this one. Wow.
All right. Let's see. Let's get you a good one. Okay, here we go.
Oh, go on.
So, one-star review.
Yes.
Bad in a bad way done badly by bad people to punish you for being bad by Potrack.
Wow.
That's the title.
That's quiet.
Oh,
that's great.
That's not the review.
No.
This is friggin' horrible. It commits the crime that prevents a bad movie becoming a so bad it's good movie by being so incredibly boring. Perhaps if you are amused by physically small people and still haven't come to terms with the fact that they feel like us, they hope like us, they feel sad like us, they are us, but they're physically small, then this movie could be for you. Or maybe you have
Rick.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to guess. I was waiting until he's done.
Correct.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Just to finish off the review, or maybe you have watched every film in the world already and this is the only one left, and you thirst for something new. Doesn't matter what, just needs to be new. Some people say violence in movies and games is a sign our society is in decay. I say this movie is the sign. Its existence looks bad for the future of humankind.
See, I was going to guess that, but I was waiting for him to finish.
I don't need to. It's like Jeopardy.
All right, here's one for
Actually,
you.
You're supposed to wait till they read the whole clue in Jeopardy, or you get locked out.
Wait, I'm up 3-1.
Yeah. 2-1.
Oh, we'll see. Three. I have a lot of them.
I had Ernest, Scared Stupid, and Leprechaun, and
that
I was tied.
Two.
But I had...
we're not counting if you both
Friday
get them
the
13th.
Wrong.
I got Friday the 13th.
Hack and slash one.
You didn't get that right.
Yeah,
Nightmare
did.
On Elm Street.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So three.
Okay.
Three
okay.
to one.
No Dick Scene, No Thank You by Joshua Murphy.
Wow.
Bought the new Blu-ray of my favorite movie. However, I found out that in the new release, they edited out the infamous part of the basketball game where that extra in the crowd shows his dick. That was my favorite
Mark.
Part. Of- yep.
Teen Wolf?
Correct.
Yes. Wait, there was a... Yeah. Is someone's dong in Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
He continues on to say, that was my favorite part of the movie. I assume this isn't the director's cut or else that guy's hog would still be in the picture.
Maybe,
I wish I could give it 0 stars.
Maybe that's why our guest John Eldridge didn't like the movie.
Maybe
it
he
was missing...
is Joshua Murphy.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
My chance to tie it up.
Oh,
so if I get this one, we tie it up and then we go with the tiebreaker.
Sure. All right. 1 star. Creepy. Magic spells and weird sexual innuendo.
Mark, Hocus Pocus.
He doesn't even want any of that. No.
Damn it.
He didn't even want any of the review. I'll read the review for...
Oh, that was just the title.
That was just the title.
Yes, I get it.
I remember watching this as a kid and liking it. Bought it for my kid and watched it last night. It's so creepy and weird. Don't let your kids watch this garbage. My husband literally threw the DVD in the trash afterwards. No one should own this movie.
It's all you, buddy.
Kid, creepy and weird. Arachnophobia?
No.
Ernest Scared Stupid?
No. The answer is the Care Bears movie.
What? Wow. We were just talking about Care Bears.
That was awesome.
That's funny.
No.
All right. How about this one? Best acting duo since Lemon and Mathau.
Oh.
Okay. This is by Timmy.
Acting duo.
There is actually a very entertaining performance given by Jennifer Love Hewitt's cleavage in this film.
Mark.
Oh, crap.
I know what you did last summer.
Correct.
Hey, tied up. Oh. All right, Brian.
I will not read the whole thing because he goes on to talk about Sarah Michelle Gellar's thighs and so on. All right, we're tied up 3-3.
Tiebreaker.
Disturbing interaction between Tim Curry and adolescent girls.
Mark.
Rick.
Mark got in first.
All right. Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Oh, what's the other Tim Curry one?
All right, I'll read the rest of the review.
Okay.
My wife considered this one of her favorites as a kid, so I bought it for her. Pretty cheesy. I was disturbed by how Tim Curry's character interacted with the young girls, but maybe it's just me.
Hell, I can't think of another movie he's in.
Do I have a chance to rebuttal if Rick gets it wrong?
No. Then we ended a tie.
No, I still have a tiebreaker.
Oh.
It's...
Charlie's Angels?
No.
Oh.
The Worst Witch.
Oh, The Worst Witch.
I've
yes.
never even heard
he
of
He just
that.
Shows up at the end, yeah.
All right. The title of this one is just 1 star.
Oh.
The review, Disney exposes children to adult sexuality.
Rick, Hocus Pocus.
Correct! Rick wins
well
this
done,
round.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Kudos.
That was fun.
Can you add like a clap track or something?
Clap trap.
So yep. Rick, yay!
Awesome. All right. Well, with Ernest Scared Stupid, yeah. Since one of the difficulties about making the connections was who to go off of from Ernest, obviously we both used Jim Varney. That's pretty much because no one else in this movie, I don't think, has been in many other things, so... I think this round of the following segment will be quite intriguing. Oh, where have these actors gone? Oh, where could they be?
Probably not famous anymore.
Now, the ones I want to start off with, because this was a big question that came up.
Eartha Kitt.
Well, no, I don't want to start with Eartha Kitt. I want to start with the two reoccurring characters besides Ernest were those guys... Tom and Bobby.
Yes.
You know, the really old guy with like the bitter beer face and his brother, who's the one that actually talks.
Tom Tulip and Bobby Tulip.
Yeah, the Tulip brothers. But like I said, I believe Tom changed in different movies. So that's one of the things I wanted to check before. Why don't you actually look up, while I'm doing that, Rick, why don't you look up Bobby? But to go
Bobby.
Through the films, for example, Ernest Goes to Camp. He might not have even been in Ernest Goes to Camp.
Let me see. All right, so Bobby, well, I can go through Bobby. Ready?
Bobby!
Bobby! So Bobby has been in 6 acting credits. All of them are Ernest.
Whoa.
So his first was Dr. Otto and the Riddle of the Gloom.
Which is the
theme.
First one, yeah.
He was the gas station attendant. He wasn't playing Bobby yet. Then Hey Vern, It's Ernest, the TV series, he played Bobby. Ernest Saves Christmas, Bobby. Ernest Goes to Jail,
Bobby.
Ernest Scared Stupid, Bobby,
Bobby
Tulip. No, he had a full name in that one.
Bobby.
And then Ernest goes to school. Bobby.
So
I don't know why
he got. I think it's just because, well, Tom Tulip is only in, or at least this actor is only in this movie, John Cadenhead.
Well, yeah, because in Ernest Saves Christmas, I'm bringing up, it was Chuck and Bobby. Oh. So there was a different guy, which is weird. It's like, okay, Bobby had.
Well, maybe that's his friend.
Maybe it was his friend.
Oh, by the way,
they just said they
name,
were storage agents.
His name is Bill Burge.
Bill Burge.
And John Cadenhead only has 8 acting credits to his name. Breaking Home Ties, a TV movie. Gerbert, a TV series where he played Mr. Wigglesworth. UHF.
What?
He was Crazy Ernie.
He was Crazy Ernie in UHF.
Caged Fear.
So this is
he
what
was
happened.
Sheriff Wade.
Now, looking at Ernest Goes to Jail, which was the third one, again, it was Chuck and Bobby. And then by Ernest Scared Stupid, it became Tom and Bobby. So they changed out Bobby's partner, his comedic greatest comedic duo since Lemon and Matthau. They switched it out.
The greatest comedic duo since Jennifer Love Hewitt's cleavage. I don't, that person doesn't even know what a duo is, I think.
Well, there's cleavage, two boobs.
Yeah, but
that make
the cleavage is not a duo.
Yeah, but there's two of them working together to make one.
But I'm trying to remember. Remember that Bobby was also
Bobby.
In the TV show, I believe.
Yeah,
so
I
I'm trying.
That.
Yeah,
hey,
but I'm
Vern.
Trying to remember who was it? Chuck and Bobby, or was it Tom and Bobby? Like who was?
Oh, in the TV.
In
show?
The TV show, because again, they were reoccurring characters.
Chuck was on the TV show,
so it was Chuck and Bobby.
Chuck
so
and
basically,
Bobby.
Chuck just said, "I don't want to come back for Ernest Scared Stupid," and they made a new guy.
Maybe he had like a religious exemption.
I was
going to
say
Halloween.
I was going to say a crisis of faith, but that was kind of similar. Because the guy who actually played Chuck.
The guy who plays Chuck is a very...
He's in lots of things. Yeah, you'd recognize him. All right, so that's Bobby. So we're done with Bobby.
And we just did Tom.
Yeah. So the other person that I seemed familiar, because I saw a grown-up picture of her a little bit, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember her being on this show.
Shay Astor.
Was the girl that played Elizabeth.
Yes. Shay Astor.
Yeah, because I saw a picture where she was Joseph Gordon-Levitt's girlfriend on Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. She has a lot more credits. By that, I only mean like 37.
Yeah.
She started with a few movies before Ernest Scared Stupid, nothing major. Then she did a lot of TV stuff. ER, The Good Life, Boy Meets World. She was on there for 2 episodes.
Yeah. As 2 different characters.
Oh.
Yes. Mindy Barnett and Paula Kelly.
They're cousins.
Virtual Oz.
She's also on Jake and the Fat Man.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Third Rock from the Sun. She played August for 25 episodes.
Yeah, that's why I thought she looked familiar when I saw this movie again. I was like, I swear, I've seen her somewhere else.
And then
that makes sense.
The Lost in 2006. Rocker in 2006.
The Rocker. Is that the Rainn Wilson movie?
No, this one's just Rocker.
Just Rocker, not The Rocker. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Then Hookers, Inc. She played Apple Martini.
Wow.
I know who killed me. She played Mary Beth Hamblin. Her scenes were deleted.
Is that the
Lindsay Lohan
Lindsay
movie.
Lohan movie.
But her scenes got deleted.
Oh, okay.
The Unit TV series, Cold Case, Boston Girls.
She was on Shameless.
Really?
Yeah, Shameless. That's her latest one.
Wow, okay.
All Cheerleaders Die.
So she's still doing stuff today.
Well, her latest
for the
one
most
was
part.
2014.
Oh, okay. So a couple of years back. So
she's
interesting.
Doing like one or two like every couple of years.
Yeah.
So.
She's in this series. Looks like it has something to do with Oz.
What's it called?
Well, there's a TV series called The Oz Kids.
Oh.
There's also Virtual Oz, Who Stole Santa, Christmas in Oz, The Gnome Prince and the Magic Belt. She's the voice of Andrea in all of
these. I was
going to
say, are these all animated?
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, maybe it's like a
Toto
DVD
Lost
series.
In New York.
It just took the Home Alone Lost in New York and made it a dog.
So,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas was on the TV show as Scarecrow Jr.
Wow.
And this is after
JTT.
Lion King.
Also, I wanted to point out, and I didn't get to point this out in the full episode.
Yep.
When they were making fun of the kid in the classroom, the teacher is Jackie Welch.
Who's that?
She's that lady right there that you know from like a ton of things. So she's
give me one.
Right, so she's in Ernest Scared Stupid.
You might know her from Country Strong.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Still
movie.
The
is that
King.
The Gwyneth country movie? She's a country singer.
The Committee TV series.
Pure Country 2, The Gift.
Oh,
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, she was in that,
yes.
too.
She
oh,
was
okay.
the animal officer. Ernest wow. goes to jail. She was the judge.
Yeah, all friends so with John Cherry then.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So that's what she was in.
John Cherry was like the Adam Sandler of his time. He just threw all his friends in his movies.
Yeah.
And there you go. Okay, I'm interested next in the other kid main character, Kenny.
Kenny?
This is his only credit.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's... The footage from this movie, I believe, was also used on Cinemassacre's Monster Madness.
Okay.
But it's crediting him in the same role, so I'm just assuming this is his only film role ever.
All right, yeah. Well, maybe he was John Cherry's next door's neighbor's kid or something.
Oh, Cherry.
No, that's not Cherry.
I know.
Okay, next person I'd be interested in is the guy who played that kind of jerk mayor.
Yeah, Murdoch.
It was Mayor Murdoch, yeah.
So that's Larry Black.
Larry Black.
He was in Pure Country 2, The Gift.
What?
With Jackie Moe.
Wow.
Awesome. That's his most recent credit from 2010.
Wait, was Pure Country 2 John Cherry?
That's a good question.
You know what? Whenever I go to Walmart, I see the DVD of Pure Country 2, but I've never seen Pure Country 1 anywhere. It's almost like a Leonard Part 6 scenario I'm not sure the first one exists.
The director is Christopher Kane. One of the written by credits is Dean Cain.
Oh! Superman.
And it also has Cheech Marin, I think.
Nice.
So wait a second.
And Bronson Pinchot.
Oh!
What?
And Michael McKean.
Palky and Cheech. And Squiggy. Or Lenny. He was Lenny.
Anyway.
That's fun.
Anyway, Larry Black. He was in 2 Weeks with
Mr.
Sally
Black.
Field. Chill Factor.
Oh, the ice cream truck movie with Skeet Ulrich and Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yes, he played Fat Man in Tunnel.
What a great credit.
He was in October Sky.
Oh, that was good. That was a good movie. I like
Miss
that.
Evers' Boys.
That was Tom Cruise, right?
No, it's the one where Jake Gyllenhaal's the kid that creates the rocket. And like he's in like a mining town.
Yeah.
He played Senator George Parker on Swamp Thing, the TV show.
Oh.
Ernest Goes to Camp as well. He was Mr. Tipton, the camp
Again,
owner.
Friends with John Cherry. You got it in. You got it in. Is there anyone else you guys want to play? The only other person I could really think of was the Sheriff Dad. That would be the last person I'd be interested in. Sheriff Dad.
Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Dad. I don't
Tony
know.
Danza?
If it's his sheriff, we'll go with that. Otherwise, I think we're good.
It was an uncredited role.
They just found a local sheriff. They're like, you play the part. What about the kid that played Joey? The kind of the geeky kid. The
Joey?
Guy,
Alec Capper?
Yeah, I'll have a Capper.
he's been in one acting credit.
Oh, this one too? Him and Kenny.
But he's miscellaneous crew on American Gun.
Oh.
And in the camera and electrical department of Room Number 7.
Oh, that's fun. Again. I've never seen Room 1 through 6.
Basically,
this just could be
basically
big setup.
What we're seeing in this is people's careers tanked after the movie.
Yeah, right. Really took them down.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're going to get our start in Hollywood, and everyone's like, this movie is so terrible.
And only Elizabeth. She's the only one to come out of this unscathed.
Right. No, Jim Varney.
Well, Jim Varney, yeah. He was already established, though.
Eartha Kitt.
Prior to that. Yeah, that's true.
One thing I sometimes like to do with IMDb is scroll down to the bottom and find the, like,
The
lowest credited person.
See
who
someone
has a
famous
headshot.
Which has a picture.
Yeah.
Because usually it's just like, okay, these are going to be, you know, people that have done like one thing or they're all extras.
Or sometimes it's a random person getting their career started. Sometimes there's a celebrity that you don't realize is in the movie.
So
probably not in this case.
For this movie, yeah. There's Maron Miller, who's known for VeggieTales.
Oh. Great Hamsies.
Well, VeggieTales, The Penniless Princess.
Oh.
She's also known for the 30-Day Challenge, Blue Like Jazz, and Roulette.
Wait, what 30-Day Challenge?
Isn't that the Morgan Spurlock thing, where they do something in 30 days?
I thought that was just called 30 Days.
Oh, maybe. You're right. Yeah.
It's a comedy from 2011.
Okay. Fun.
That you probably haven't heard of.
I've never heard of that, yeah. All right. Well, I think that kind of wraps up this edition of...
Definitely wraps it up.
...of Where Have These
and
Actors Gone.
And it wraps
gone.
Up all of their
it
careers.
Wraps up their careers.
Yeah.
Any kind of further comments about Ernest at all
I
in
think
general,
Brian
gentlemen?
Leave his comments
because he missed
upon. Well, I did take a few notes during the movie.
Oh yeah, let's stand on your notes.
Just to go through the notes without any context.
That's fine.
Wait, is the monster Vern? Okay, context for that one. The first scene of the movie, like, everyone's looking directly into the camera and, like, addressing the monster. And I'm just like, well, that was always Vern.
Yeah, hey, Vern, that's true.
So
hey,
I was like, is Vern a monster? Like, maybe. Is this what we're learning? But no. The movie then disappointed me.
Again, Vern was in, there was a Vern perspective in Ernest Saves Christmas and then never had Vern again, so.
Right.
It's possible.
Well, no, we don't know about the videos.
That's
Vern
true, yeah.
Be in the
that's
videos.
True. Maybe yeah. he... plays basketball with him and slam dunk Ernest.
Yeah, maybe.
My next comment. Ernest is a regular Wayne Szalinski. He even has a quirk.
Yep, that's true.
Was John Wayne a regular reference for kids at this time?
No, but it was an Ernest reference. He did that impression all the time. So
the kid did it.
Well, because the kid was really good friend. That's what I said in the reviews, that Ernest was rubbing off on him. He was... Not that,
that
way.
That brings me to my next comment.
Well, he did change in front of him many times.
That brings me to my next comment. Isn't it weird that kids hang out with Ernest?
Yeah, it's very weird.
After that,
he's like the sling blade, though. He's the simple buffoon that just lives in town.
Right. Next question is this racist?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then, yeah. So the trolls turn kids into dolls?
Yep. Wooden dolls.
And then...
with hair.
Oh, there's a ring on the movie cave line.
And then, wait. Who's driving? Oh, the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, he did Quark. A great job. No, rim shot.
Oh.
And that was all the notes I took during the movie. So
okay.
All right.
We didn't miss much by me not being here for the regular
yes.
episode.
I think that was fully covered. Well done, gentlemen. Before we go off, Brian, any details you want to give about the Mystery of Edwin Drood coming up, place?
Tickets are on sale right now. It's at Vokes Theater in Wellesley, Mass. Tickets are selling fast, so if you are a Cinemaniac and you want to come see the show, come vote for Bazzard, and we'll have a great time.
And what's the dates?
First three weekends in November.
There you go. Rick, anything else to leave before we bid adieu?
No.
Okay, then. Well, thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian, just remember, you can always paint a grass green. Good night.
Goodbye.
Brian, quick, give me your quick pitch of a new Ernest movie. Go.
Ernest goes to hell.
Rick, quick, give me yours.
Ernest orders an ice cream cone.
Delicious.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And join us next time for our next full movie reviews it. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 Bin POD. Like us on Facebook or email us at thefivedollarbin.podcast@gmail.com. Download episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, why not leave a rating and a review? It helps others find the podcast as well. Thank you. For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances like our November 12th workshop, you can go to natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks once again to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimball for the $5 Bin theme song, and check out Brian in The Mystery of Edwin Drood. Well, that's it for this episode. Until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, Bobby! And Chuck or Tom's.